All right, boys and girls, I guess you've waited long enough for Uncle Lumpy, and here's your favorite storyteller now with a yarn entitled Orly's Prize Vegetable. Let's listen, huh?
Well, now, once upon a time, little old Orly, he found some seeds out in the woodshed, and he showed them to his pa, and his pa says, that there's squash seeds, Orly. You plant them, and could be that you'll raise a squash to take first prize at the county fair this fall. Well, now, Orly went and planted the seeds. In a few days, the squash vines come up. They grew and grew, and by and by, some big yellow blossoms popped out. One fine day, the blossoms dropped off. And in their place was some little teeny green squashes. Orly, he is real happy, and he got down to look closer, and he heard a little voice.
Howdy, Orly.
I gone, as it is one of the little baby squashes, and Orly, he says, hello, squash, sure glad to see you. Could be that you'll win first prize at the county fair if you grow real big. And little squash, he says,
I sure aim to try, Orly.
And Orly, he says, and I aim to help you. Well, they work together pretty good. The squash would tell Orly when he needed water or when the bugs was after him, and Orly cultivated the squash patch and watched after things, and the squash got bigger and greener and handsomer every day. Well, one day, Orly is out of talking to the squash when a car stopped by the fence. The feller stuck his head out of the car, and he says, how do we get to Tater Valley? Before Orly can answer the squash, he says, who's that, Orly? Orly says, oh, a couple fellers asking the way is all. The feller in the car, he says, who was you talking to, bud? And Orly, he says, oh, just my big squash here. Fella says, a talking squash. I must remember that. Then he drove away. Well, now, a few weeks later, Orly's pa, he says, the fair starts tomorrow, Orly. Go get your squash in the morning. We'll take him and enter him in the vegetable judging. So, the next morning, Orly went to pick his squash. But when he got there, his squash was gone. He looked all over, and his paw helped him, but the squash wasn't any place on the farm. Orly, he was heartbroken, and he wasn't even going to go to the fair, but his paw, he says, you come on, go, Orly, and maybe you'll feel better. Well, they went, and they visited the pie exhibit and the homemade quilts and the hogs and the cattle, but Orly, he didn't feel much better, and finally his paw, he says, how about a hot dog, Orly, and maybe a bottle of pop? So they went to the midway where they had all the sideshows and the pop stands. And there's a walking along when all at once Orly heard something that made him stop.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. See the only talking squash in the world. Only 10 cents. Come one, come all the talking squash.
Orly catches a hold of his paw and he says, that's him. That's the man stopped at the squash patch one day and he's got my squash. Orly's paw, he says, you sure? Orly, he says, yes, sirree, paw. And Orly's paw, he says, well, come on then, we're going to get that squash. So he bought 2 tickets, and they went into the tent. Well, sir, inside, a big squash was sitting on a velvet table, and it looked kind of familiar, only it is yellow instead of green. And Orly, he says, is that you, squash? And the squash, he says, Orly, am I glad to see you. I've got to talk here all day, and I'm so tired I feel all squashy inside. Well, Orly's paw, he says, I guess that's him, all right. And he went out to the man, and he says, I'm a-taking that squash. You stole him from my boy. The man says, oh, no, you ain't. Wasn't your squash green? This is yeller. Just then, Orly come out a-lugging the squash, and the man made a grab for him. Orly's paw grabbed the man, and right away a crowd gathered, and the sheriff come. The man told his story, and then Orly told his, and then the sheriff, he says, well, son, I guess you're wrong. You had a green squash, and this is yeller. Reckon you better put him back. Well, Orly, he sniffled a little and started to go in, but all of a sudden, it started to rain buckets full, and before they could get in the tent, the squash got all wet, and the yeller started to run off him. And in a minute, he is all green again. The sheriff, he looked at the squash, and he looked at Orly, and he looked at the man. Then he took the man by the arm, and he says, pretty smart to put yellow paint on, ain't you? I'm arresting you for squash napping. Come along. But just as they passed Orly, the man made a grab for the squash.
I can't have him, no one can. He says, I'll squash that squash.
The sheriff pulled him back just in time, and he says, you won't squash no squash, you squash squasher, you. You are also charged with attempted squash squashing. And he marched him off. Well, I guess you know that Orrin and his paw ran down to the vegetable display and got there just as the judging was going on. And the squash won grand prize. Best squash, squashiest squash, and best vegetable in the show. And the squash, he says, squash stealers always get squashed. And Orly says, many a man using false colors has met his downfall in little downfall. That's all.